You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Irk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered a wide, wide selection of music. Apart from Dozy Do by Julie the Band, it's now 2010 and Irk comes down the pipe and into your ears. Bigger, stronger and faster.
That's right. Bigger, stronger and faster. And it's time for Rocktober here on Irk FM. Irk FM presents Rocktober 2010. G'day everyone and welcome to episode number 108 of Irk FM. Irk FM is my music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears each and every Friday. And it is Rocktober. Five massive episodes of rock and metal coming up over the month of Rocktober. Of course, our music comes to us courtesy of our music partners, including Juice Management and Promotion and Aerial Publicity. But our first track comes to us from Katie Scott, as supplied by Concur New Media. And Katie Scott was born very, very young. He's a very, very young guy compared to me. His main influences are rock, pop and country. Some of his favourite bands include The Beatles, The Dave Matthews Band, John Mayer, The Offspring, Neil Young and many more. Shortly after Katie picked up the guitar, he started taking lessons from various guitar teachers until he found Maori's music and Chris Davis. And so let's see what lies ahead for Katie, and we're going to hear from him now with the very, very first song for Rocktober, So Let's See. So let's see how Rocktober goes here on Irk FM, irkfm.com.
Keep this going on, so let's see. faces searching for. A look on faces you're unsure. What to make of them no more. The things you want to know, well, I can tell you if you like. But not the words I said, oh, well, they slip my mind sometimes. But nothing's going on.
Yeah.
FM in Rocktober is bringing you lots and lots of rock, and in that case, that song was called Emma. Did you all figure that out for yourselves? That song was called Emma. That was by Imagine Dragons, and Imagine Dragons are from Las Vegas. The musiccritic.co.uk said about their Hell and Silence EP, Las Vegas' Imagine Dragons have crafted an impressive commercial sound that pitches them somewhere between the Killers and Athlete. Personal favourite is the wonderful Celine that proves that these guys have the ability to create a sound that is all their own. It is not hard to imagine that they will have a posse of major labels sniffing around on the back of this EP. And so, very, very high praise indeed. And that was indeed from Las Vegas, Imagine Dragons. That was quite cool. Before Imagine Dragons, we heard from Kelly Green. Kelly actually became the 250th member of the Channel Irk Facebook group, which is quite awesome. With a voice to rival the depth and the range of legends such as Pat Benatar, Annie Lennox, and Ann Wilson, Kelly Green is a musical force to be reckoned with. This rock singer, songwriter, musician serves up a tall drink of modern rock with a heavy twist of old school bite and lyrics deserving attention. Taking musical clues from such influences as Weezer, Third Eye Blind, and Van Halen, Green delivers killer rock that drives from beginning to end with raw emotion and no apologies. She first started striking the ivories at the age of three, and she displayed obvious talent at a young age. Years of childhood performances and school choirs led on Time to the Road out of high school, playing and singing for crowds of often 5,000 people plus. It wasn't until after her time on the road that she decided to pick up a guitar and really go for it. And before Kelly, we heard from Cardigan with their demo version of their song Navigate. They are a five-piece indie rock band from Sheffield, formed in May 2008. They're aiming not to make some sort of statement or be the next passing fad, but to showcase music that has been written with meaning and soul. Blending a mix of roaring guitars with heavy drum beats and dreamy riffs, Cardigan achieve a unique sound that stretches from the menacing to the heart-rending, a band that conveys emotion, frustration, hope, and belief.
Hi, I am Anastasia the Urkpod Bunny. I would like to tell you about Urk's debut novel that will be in print soon. A group of women who work in male-dominated industries who come together in a moment that changes their lives forever. I wonder if Urk thought to write about me? It is set on the day before Easter of 2010. Easter is all about the Easter Bunny, and I'm a bunny, so I hope he remembered that. It will be available in time for Christmas in print, and later as a podcast. Maybe Urk will let me narrate it for him. He does not do women's voices very well. For more information, go to www.channelurk.com and keep listening to the housekeeping section of Urk Pod.
Coming soon, Channel Urk presents A Moment in Time. A podcast and print novel coming soon. Five women come together in a man's world. Are you ready for A Moment in Time? amomentintimenovel.com. Tune in, find out. A Moment in Time, available via podcast and in print. amomentintimenovel.com.
Please tell me, doctor, as I sink this song.
other off our feet. Before we go inside and make ourselves complete, there's something, baby, you should know about me. In the past I've been rejected for my pre-existing conditions. I've got conditions like these. I've got knobby knees. I've got ruddy skin. That's not what did me in. Don't always pull my weight. I lose important things. Apologize too much. Lightning tries to strike me. I can't let go of the past. These scars aren't metaphors. I've been rejected for my pre-existing conditions, and it hurt bad. I've got conditions like these. I've got two left feet, rely on teeth whitening. I tend to say the wrong thing. It gets more frustrating. Been picked the last on my team. Don't always clean my plate. Leave up the toilet seat. Can't let myself off the hook. I want the world to want me. I think we should be said. I need to talk before then. And I try to stay calm.
There she goes, walking away from me. Hi, this is Will Danes, and you're listening to Irk FM.
You're listening to episode 108 of Irk FM Rocktober. That was Crazy Mary with Way Too Freaky. Oh yeah, are you enjoying the rock? Lots of rock to come to you down the pipe and into your ears all throughout the month of Rocktober here on Irk FM. IrkFM.com, of course. Don't forget to go and find out more about the bands. Click on the links. Listen to some more of their music, watch some videos, and a lot more. So who do we hear from in that set? We heard from Crazy Mary with Way Too Freaky. Prior to that, we heard from The Public Good with My Pre-Existing Conditions. And immediately after my book promo, quite appropriately, we heard a song called Ambulance Anxiety. By Sound of Surrender. So if we go to My Crazy Mary, they say that anyone who has experienced New York's gritty, exciting and gloriously vibrant music scene in the 1970s, 80s and 90s will tell you the same thing. Their city is gone. Wiped out by a Stalin-esque, Disney-driven coup and replaced with a staid world of theme restaurants and karaoke bars. It's as if when the soul was sucked out of Manhattan by real estate developers and the music went along with it. Baltimore. So it would seem, however, until you've heard the music of New York being Crazy Mary. Prior to Crazy Mary, we heard from the Public Good from Washington, D.C. The Public Good's live shows in and around D.C. have developed a cult following, intrigued by the band's special mix of heart-pounding rock and roll, brain-wrenching IQ quizzes, and occasional costume dramas. And so that sounds rather interesting. They call themselves Monumental DC Rock. They say on their website, they ask the question, what kind of music is this? This is just another way of asking who we sound like. We know that. And along with Lightgate, Cervantes, Maloney, Don, and others, we agree that comparisons are odious. However, if you're in a hurry to get a feel for our music, well, here's a shortcut for you. Take one part Replacements, two parts Tequila, and a dash to the Monkees. Go to your favourite dive bar with a good friend that knows your joys and your sorrows, and repeat the recipe above until it feels right. We also heard from Sound of Surrender from San Diego, California, who unleash a unique mix of power and rock pop, power pop and rock even. With catchy hooks and relevant verses, they have developed a sound that has become their staple and leaves you remembering their name. It has been described as upbeat rock and roll with pop-like chord progressions and mixed with a dash of metal. This is what creates the melodic rock sound that is Sound of Surrender. So let's keep the music going here on IRC FM. We're going to play you another song. Lots of different rock songs here for you on IRC FM. We're going to hear from Show Me the Skyline from New Fairfield in Connecticut. They call themselves Pop and Pop Punk. They are a rock pop band with an edge that can cut through the ordinary and instantly have the listener they know are in the midst of something very different. And so let's hear them now. This is Show Me the Skyline, and we're going to hear their song now called My Getaway. You're listening to IRC FM episode 108 for Rocktober 2010.
You could see how much you've This is Danielle DeLate, and you're listening to IRC FM.
G'day, this is Craig Morrison from Australia, and you're listening to IRC FM, top station and a top man. You can find me at craigmorrisonmusic.com. Check it out.
To a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Heaven help.
Rather appropriately there, that song was called Long Goodbye for the end of the episode by the Nardas. And I know that Justin Wayne from the Justin Wayne Show has a soft spot for the Nardas. The Nardas, they come from Des Moines and they certainly do rock. From the White House to Real Housewives, transparency has become the promise of the digital age. Everyone is broadcasting everything all of the time. So what happens when a rock band throws open the studio doors, stops being polite and starts getting real? Des Moines rockers The Nardas found out when they set out last January to record their 7th LP, Almanac, virtually live. The rules were simple. The band would write, record and release one song a month or a year. What's more, every step of the process would be streamed live on the band's website, and with unprecedented access to the creative process, fans were allowed to become an integral part of this album. By joining the band's web-based Almanac project, fans could monitor their blog and read the band's project journal. And so that was the Nardas, and they certainly do rock for Rocktober. Prior to that, we heard from Megaphone, an absolutely awesome name for a band. They are a hard rock quartet. The mission for the band has been simple: saving rock and roll from the machine and bringing it back to where it should be, loud, catchy, in your face. That they're succeeding with that mission is obvious. They're a huge draw in their native Orlando, Florida. They have extensive radio play, gigs, openings for arena headliners and festival appearances. And with their new album, Exit Silent Mode, filled to the brim with unforgettable hooks, melodies and songs, Megaphone is poised to take everything about their band to the next level. And so that was Megaphone with their song called Write It Down. It was very, very catchy, wasn't it? Maybe even an earworm for the second IRC FM Earworm special later in the year, who knows. On today's episode we heard from Cody Scott, Kartika, Kelly Green, Imagine Dragons, Sound of Surrender, The Public Good, Crazy Mary, Show Me the Skyline, Megaphone and the Nardas. The music you can hear in the background is by Matt Stevens and it is called Burning Bandstands. All the music today was supplied by either Concur New Media, Juice Management and Promotion, or Aerial Publicity. All the music contained within this episode of IRC FM remains with the original rights holder. All music is played with direct permission or directly from the artists themselves. IRC FM is a production of Channel IRC, channelirc.com, and all music is licensed under a Creative Commons license or as applicable with various content providers. Don't forget, check out IRC FM for our other music shows, Blast from the Past and Judy's Blast FM, channelirc.com, and also check out the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. Hope you enjoyed the rock on week one of Rocktober. See you next week on episode 109 for even more rock from around the world here on IRC FM. Also, check out Insomnia Radio Australia, episode number 7 out now. Lots of Australian music of all different styles for this month. A bit of rock, a bit of pop, a bit of country, and a bit of metal. Until next week, I'm IRC. And as we say here each and every week on Channel IRC, good night, Antwerp.